is a day that divided our family into a before and after. We have 7 children, and on that day we were in our backyard having a birthday party for our son Jonathan. And we had a tree swing in our backyard, and at different times all 7 of our children would pile on that swing and my husband would push them. But on that day, Nahum was on the swing. He was 6 years old, and the tree limb broke and fell on his head. He was lying on the ground. I called 911. He had blood flowing from his mouth, his nose, his ears. He was airlifted to Charlotte, to Levine Children's Hospital. And the doctors told us he probably won't live. After a few days, they said, well, we think he's going to live, but you're probably going to have to make decisions about whether to take him off life support or off machines, because we think he'll be a vegetable. God gave us grace. I remember on the drive to the hospital as we followed the helicopter, thinking, God, what is this going to do to our family? What's it going to do to our marriage? What will it do to our children? I thought that I probably wouldn't see Nahum alive again. But I remember the overwhelming fear in my heart was I thought, God, I can't honor your name through this. I'm afraid I'm going to bring shame to your name, because I'm afraid I love Nahum more than I love you. And I know that if that's true, then I'm an idolater. I don't want it to be true that I love you more, but I don't know if I do or not. I can't tell you any big words about my love for God, but I can tell you really big words about his faithfulness and his grace. God enabled us just to say, God, we're not asking you for his life. We're asking you for what will glorify you. And if that means taking him to heaven, so be it. If it means leaving him here, so be it. Whatever will glorify you. The story of the tree limb and traumatic brain injury, those are the minor details. That's the subplot. The real story is Jesus and his faithfulness and his grace, because traumatic brain injury has taught me that Jesus is better. He's better than the health of my children. He's better than convenience. He's better than ease. He's better than wellness. He's just better than anything. I was thinking a couple of weeks ago about Paul's words where he said, those things that were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him. So I was thinking about those verses, and I took out a piece of paper and I made a loss column and I made a gains column. My loss column is very short. These are things that just came to mind off the top of my head. On March 27th, we lost a healthy 6-year-old. He lost his independence. We lost his words. He's nonverbal now. He had a million why questions. My husband would say to him, Nahum, when are you going to quit talking? Nahum, when are you going to quit saying why? Because he had so many why and what if questions. We lost those. We lost the ease and the convenience of health. A wheelchair is not convenient. A feeding tube is not convenient. We lost Nahum as he was, and we lost the before. But here are some things we gained. We gained knowing Christ more deeply. We gained the lessons of suffering. We gained the opportunity to give to Jesus our dearest and our best. We gained continual sacrifice and the opportunity to say every day, Jesus, you're worthy of this. We gained the platform of suffering where Jesus shows his worth and his sufficiency. Amen. We gained the comfort of the God of all comfort, We gained the Prince of Peace. We gained the security of our anchor. Nahum was named Nahum because of Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. We learned that he's good, not because of my circumstances. He's just good because he is. We learned about being held, we gained being held in everlasting arms. We gained knowing Jesus as our refuge. We gained the power of Scripture. We gained just praying Jesus' name, just saying his name over and over when my words won't encompass the heartache. We named the gift of suffering. Immediate healing in the moment would have been loss. We gained long suffering where we learned the sufficiency and the sustaining grace of God. We gained the impact and the lessons to our children. We gained a strengthened marriage. We gained the prayers of friends and strangers, many of you who've prayed for our family. We gained what God is doing and will do through Nahum's life and through this story. We learned that hard is not bad. Hard is just hard. And heart is good. These words encompass the past 15 months of our lives more than any other. These three words, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy of that wheelchair. He's worthy of everything. And he's worthy of my perpetual yes to him, where I say, yes, you are worthy. Thank you.
Janet, you and Sharon come back. Brother Jamie, where are you at? Go get that pan. We're going to receive an offering. And you give.